This is the kitzer of the second sikha of Parshas Achrei in Chelech of Beis on page 96. The Rebbe begins with the pasuk in the end of this week's parsha, "Ushmartem es mishmarti levilti asayis mechukes atayevis goimer v'leisitamo bem ani Hashem alekeichem." So this is the pasuk at the end of the parsha where it speaks about forbidden relations, the parsha of Arayis. And Rashi brings the words "v'leisitamo bem ani Hashem alekeichem" and explains, "Ha'im tetamu, if you will become tamei." Any elekechem, v'atam nifsalim acharai, you become cut off from following me. Uma no yeshli b'chem, what pleasure do I have in you? V'atam mischayvim kloya, and you deserve to be annihilated. Lekach nemar ani Hashem lekechem. That's why it says in the pasuk these words ani Hashem lekechem. Now the reason why Rashi has to explain ani Hashem lekechem here, and he explains it different than usual. Usually, ani Hashem lekechem, as Rashi already said in Parshas Ve'era and says many other times, it means either ani Hashem nemal lipara or nemal litnischar, that Hashem punishes or gives reward. Why does Rashi here say a different shot? The reason is because ani Hashem lekechem was already said earlier in the Parsha. And there, it means nemal shalom schar. So when the Torah repeats it a second time, it must be saying something new. And that's what Rashi says, that v'lo yisitambo behem, ani Hashem lekechem means that if you'll become tamei, it really is focusing on the negative, that Hashem says, I will not be your God. The question, though, is, then Rashi adds another three details. V'atem nifsalim acharai, uma hanoa yesh li b'chem, v'atem ischayim kloya. What are all these details that Rashi adds? And then Rashi concludes his piddush, lekach nemar ani Hashem lekechem. What is this clarification of lekach nemar? So the point to explain this is going to be understood by looking at the beginning of this parsha of Arayis, where the Torah gives a lengthy introduction to this parsha. And the reason the Torah gives a lengthy introduction to this parsha is because, as Rashi says, this Isser of Arayis is something which nafshoy shel adam mis'avalehem. A person has a strong desire for this. And in fact, Rashi says, soifon lenatik ba'arayis, in the end, yidin disconnected from Hashem with this aveira of Arayis. It's a very big test. And therefore, the Torah gives a whole long introduction in this in parsha, where it says, "Kamay says Mitzrayim, Kamay says Mekanan, Nishmartem es Chokosai." And here, the pasuk also says, "Ani Hashem lekechem." And Rashi there says that what does it mean? "The umi geizer alechem, dayin liyipara v'nem alashalem schar." So here we also see that Rashi says three details regarding "Ani Hashem lekechem." Why is Rashi saying these three details? There are other times that Rashi separates. Sometimes he says, "Dumi geizar alechem," and sometimes "Dayan liyipara of v'nemal shalem schar." Here, Rashi puts it all together. And the reason is because this pasuk of "Ani Hashem lekechem" is the beginning, it's the psiche, the opening of this general long hakdama that the Torah gives to this parsha of Arayis, which is here to encourage and to warn a person about the Isra in this parsha. And therefore, Rashi says that in the words "Ani Hashem lekechem," you have a message of how a person should talk to himself, to persuade himself, to be able to overcome this taiva of the Isra of Arayis. And therefore Rashi says that the three words of "Ani Hashem lekechem" is hinting to the three different details. "Ani" is "I Hashem" saying, "Du mi geizer alechem," know who decrees. "Hashem" is "Nemol Shalem Schar." Hashem is the name of Chesed, where Hashem gives Schar. And "Lekechem" is "Dayan Lipara," Hashem that punishes. And the three details that Rashi is saying here is, the first point that a person has to know in order to be able to overcome a taiva is that Hashem, the Beira Ilum Manhigai, is here and is saying that this is the right thing to do and this is what you should be careful from. And therefore this is your ultimate goodness. There's no way that it could be good for you if you do an Aveira, because Hashem, the creator of the world, knows what's really good. That's the first point you have to know. Afterwards, Rashi says, if that doesn't work, person says to himself, it may lead to something bad, but right now I want to enjoy myself. So Rashi says, "Dayan lihipara." Lihipara doesn't just simply mean to punish. Lihipara means to pay back, which means Hashem punishes in such a fashion that He takes away whatever enjoyment you had from before. He wipes it out as if it never happened, and you're left with nothing. Then Rashi says, "Nemol l'shalem schar," which is another important point to this, because a person may argue and say, why is Hashem doing all of this, putting me through this difficulty and this struggle of this tremendous taiva that's so difficult to overcome? The answer is, because the greater the challenge, the greater the test, and the harder you work in overcoming it, the greater reward you will have. Nemol l'shalem schar. That's the general introduction in the beginning of the parsha, these three points. So here in the end of the parsha, when the Torah says again, "Ani Hashem lekechem," so the closing of the parsha is me'en apsiche. similar to the opening. It's also giving you a general message regarding the entire parsha, and it includes the three details of Ani, Hashem, Elokeichem. But here, Rashi says, the Torah is repeating it again, because the main point it wants to say is that you should understand also in the negative, that if you titamu eini elokeichem, I will not be your God. And the point that the Pasuk is saying is, that even if there's a person, that after explaining to him all the details mentioned before, it will not affect him. He'll still have a hard time to overcome this aveda, this taiva of arayis. The Torah adds in the end, im titamu eini elokeichem, that when you tell a yid, that if you do these avedis, you're going to be cut off from Hashem. Such words shakes him up. Such words will touch his core and it'll prevent him from doing an aveda. And that's what the Torah is adding at the end of the parsha. And here as well, you have three details of Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And this is the three details that Rashi says. The first point Rashi says, Atem Nifsalim Me'acharai, which corresponds to what it says, Du'umi Geizer Aleichem, in the beginning of the parasha, that you should know that Hashem is here, He's connected to you, He's involved in your life, He's giving you these following rules and regulations of how you should act. But if you don't keep, so then Hashem just gets cut off from you, and then you don't have that relation with Him. And then the term Hashem, which in the beginning of the parasha says, L'shalem schar, here the Torah says, Uma ano yashli b'chem. Instead of Hashem giving schar for the nachas ruach that you're giving Him, here, if you're over on the Avedis, so then you get cut off, Hashem has no anoah from you. And in contrast to what it said in the beginning of the parasha, L'keichem dayan lihipara, that Hashem punishes, which really means that Hashem is disciplining, which is really an act of love of Hashem, showing His involvement and His interest in the condition of Yidden. The Torah in the end says that the opposite happens at the Mischayv and Kloya, that you will be deserving annihilation, complete annihilation, instead of Hashem showing His interest by disciplining you. That's why Rashi says, L'kach nemar ani Hashem alekeichem. By Rashi concluding those few words, he's telling you that the three points I just said are actually learned out from these three words, ani, and Hashem, and alekeichem. The ani refers to the du'umi geizer alekeichem, and the contrast in the end of the parasha. Then Hashem refers to Hashem gives schar, and the contrast of that, when the Eibishter says, I have no anot, and therefore you have no schar, and alekeichem, which refers to the Eibishter's involvement and interest in how a person behaves, and therefore disciplines, and in the end of the parasha, where Hashem removes Himself completely, and therefore kloya, there's, God forbid, annihilation. According to Chassidus, we could explain the three details that the Pasuk is saying here in a different way, that when it says ani Hashem alekeichem, it's three different levels. Ani refers to the very essence of Hashem, which is totally removed of any level of creation. As the saying of the Alter Rebbe, Loi zehu ikir ha'lekos masha'ilim es misavim imeno. Hashem, godliness, is not defined by the fact that He's the creator of the world. Hashem is totally higher than this. However, through Torah and mitzvahs, a yid brings the Eibishter Himself into the world. And that fulfills the nis'ava kodesh baruch hu, liyis le'dira b'tachtainim. And the dira is the dwelling for the very essence of Hashem. Then there's the level of havaya. Havaya is melosha mahava, that Hashem creates all the worlds in a general sense. And then Elokeichem, which is Keichachem v'chiyuseichem, the specific life and energy that every individual person and creature has, is the Koyach HaPoel B'Nifal, the specific level that Hashem invests Himself in to every individual person. And this is what the Pasuk here is saying when Rashi says that we learn from this Pasuk, the negative, that Eini Elokeichem, that if a person does an Aveda, he cuts himself off in these three levels. First of all, regarding Elokeichem, Rashi says, Atam Nifsalim Me'acharai, and Rashi uses the term Me'acharai, Acharayim. The level of Elokeichem is the lowest level of godliness that comes down according to the level of the existence of the person. And a person cuts himself off from this level of godliness in him. That's the name of Elokim. Then Umar No Yeshli Bechem, that Rashi says, relates to the revelation of the essence of Hashem in the world through the Aveda of Torah and Mitzvahs, which is the fulfillment of the Nisaveh, of the desire of Hashem, the pleasure of Hashem. And when a person is mitam himself, has no anna, there's no dirib tachtainim. Va'atem eschayiv and kloya refers to the koyach ha'eshavus, the general power of creation that gets removed, and therefore Rashi says, atem eschayiv and kloya, that there'll be annihilation. There won't be any connection to the power of creation of Hashem. However, even though the main point of the pasuk in the end of the parsha, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, is to learn from it the negative. That Ani Elokeichem is explained, that's the hisafa here, and why it says it again in the end of the parsha. But nevertheless, in the Torah, it writes it in the positive. Because the main purpose of all of this is not the negative, God forbid, but rather, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, that Hashem should have Ano in the Avodah of a Yid, and the very essence of Hashem should come down, bepnimius, into the life of a Yid. Ani should become Avaya and Elokeichem, Kechachem, V'chayisechem, of every individual Yid.